afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey, welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis. And, of course, we always record episodes back-to-back. And this is weird because the one that we recorded earlier isn't going to air for 4 weeks after the one we're recording right now. So
it's some weird time loop.
Some weird time loop.
Yeah.
But anyway, Kyle's sick still. He'll be sick today, and then he'll be sick again in 4 weeks. It's a long illness.
Kyle, that's good. Finally get him to be quiet, man.
Because again, last night was my birthday party, and Murray was there.
That's me.
Everyone was there. The whole Rock Solid family was there except for Mike Siegel, who conquered Mount Kilimanjaro.
I got a text from him last night.
I got a text too.
Okay. Yeah, so he survived, which I lost a bet.
Yeah, he's good. I wasn't sure if he said a lot of people don't make it, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he's in shape and stuff, but you never know.
I'm Murray Valeriano, by the way.
Yes, hi Murray. How are you doing?
You didn't introduce me.
Well, yes, I just said Murray was there.
Well, I have two names.
I get in trouble when I say your last name.
Kyle, please. Thanks for the listeners who are emailing to correct you on my name.
I think it's Valeriano, not Valeriano. All right. Kyle, what do you want to say anything?
No.
You were fine at the party last night. Did you guys cover this on the last episode? Because we won't go into it.
No, it's fine.
Okay. You were fine last night.
He was sick. He was just...
Yeah?
It was one of those... I think the adrenaline was kicking in because you were having so much fun at that fucking party.
You were drinking a 40-ouncer?
Yeah, he had the biggest beer of anyone there.
I thought it was just beer big because he was holding it. Is there a depth perception there? And I'm like, no, it was big.
We said it was like a prop beer, like if you wanted to make someone look really tiny in a movie. Okay, hold this and sit in this big chair, and then we'll put Mike Schmidt next to you. Mike Schmidt didn't make it, though.
Well, he said he was going to be late anyway.
Yeah,
so.
And then he texted like at 10:30 and was like...
No, not going to make it.
And then everyone left soon after.
Good Chinese food, man. I was surprised.
Well, come over because we have 10 tons of it left.
I ate 37 edamame wontons.
I told Kyle the way we plan a party is we plan that everyone will have 3 gigantic plates of food and 7 mixed drinks each. Because we have so much. It's insane. But yeah. To run out of food would be a nightmare for Pilar.
Oh, really?
She's like, I hope we have enough food. Are we going to have enough food? Right. And then as we're putting it out, she's like, there's a lot of food.
That's like my wife. She cooks. And whenever we have people over, I'm like, don't cook. Let's just order in. But no, she has to cook. And then she's like, I hope it's going to be enough. And I'm eating it for 3 weeks.
Then one of the biggest eaters of all my friends is Paul Gilmartin.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed up pretty early on. And loaded up his plate so big that in my head I'm like, oh my God, we're not going to have enough food. And then, of course,
Gilmartin's going to eat everything.
I know. So Kyle,
but it was great. Thanks for having me at your party.
Yeah,
Thank you so much.
I'm sorry that Mary couldn't make it, but
she had
to
stay with the kid.
I know. And everyone who gets it got a sitter and came out. That's big because getting a sitter is tough and expensive.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I appreciate it.
Oh, and full disclosure, I just came from another party. So I'm flying high right now.
And how old was that person at that party?
He turned 3.
So I'm 47 years older than that kid and could probably kick his ass.
Yeah, not enough food.
Is that true?
Yeah, not enough food at that party today.
I those parties stink at that point because everyone comes. The parent, at least one parent's coming.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be sicker than Kyle in like a half an hour because every kid is a walking...
Yeah.
Petri dish.
Yep. So. Has Frank had a birthday party yet with other kids?
Yeah, like, we had a little
at your house.
No, we did. We had it at the park.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
a good call.
Yeah,
you know,
at the park,
clean up and everything.
It's completely stressful, though.
It is.
Oh, and then we. Oh, we. I got to save
kid
this
talk.
For, yeah, kid talk. I got to save this for Kira Sultanovic's podcast. But we have the street when all the kids play together, and it's really nice. And every night after dinner, we all go out.
Uh-huh.
This one bitch across the street had a birthday party and didn't invite my son.
She lives in the neighborhood.
Across the street.
How do you do that?
She is dead to me. She is never coming to anything we have.
There's a little girl across the street. Then she's my youngest daughter's age. And we invite her all the time.
No, not this one.
That's weird. How does she do that?
Yeah, she's a bitch. That's how she did it.
What if you told me that her kid's 15? And that's
is that a difference?
Is still, that, it's still a kid.
Yeah, it's a birthday party.
Is it a boy? Is she have a boy or a girl?
She's two brats.
Okay. Well, you don't want your kid hanging out with their.
No, I don't.
Anymore.
I don't. But it's just that, you know, it's like it's a thing.
That's really
and
weird.
And I told Mary, like when Mary told me, like they're like, dead to me. I don't. They're never coming to this.
You
house.
Said that, or Mary said that.
I said it to Mary, and I go, "They're not coming to Frank's birthday." And Mary goes, "No, we have to invite them."
Yeah,
that's going to make them feel like shit.
That's what me. Well, that's what my wife would say. Our wives take the high road.
Dude, I was ready to toilet paper their house, fucking pour sugar in their gas tank.
You know who else takes the high road?
Who?
Doug Benson. Murray, you want to talk? This is a, we're going to get in. You ready to get into it?
Oh, I have a, you said we could bring a song.
Oh, yes. Yes.
If we ever past do topics.
Right.
And we did Name Check, which is a really, one of my favorite shows I've done here.
That was cool.
And I forgot one of my favorite albums, one of my favorite bands. There's two bands that I wanted to play on this show, and this is one of them, and I completely spaced on it. Speaking of my wife, it was, we saw our first year of dating, we saw this band like three times in 1 year, and this is a band out of Ireland called The Thrills, and this song is Big Sur. You can tell who they name checked from the beginning.
All right.
Did you catch a name check?
The Monkees.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who was that band?
The Thrills.
The Thrills.
They're out of Ireland. They have two albums out. You really only need the first one. It's called So Much for the City.
Are they still active?
Haven't heard from them since their second album, which probably came out in 2007 or 8.
They're invited to my party last night. Didn't show.
Really?
It was not a thrill for them to be there. That's a good song. I like that song.
Yeah, the whole album's great. I love it.
It's funny. I have a song today in our topic that actually... is a name check song too. I just realized it as I'm looking at
songs. Oh, okay, cool.
But Murray and I decided to do this topic today. Yes, Murray? Hi.
Hi. I have the
Murray raises his hand when he wants to talk.
I have the clip to introduce it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well then I won't say anything.
Okay.
Okay, so the clip that Kyle's gonna play will introduce the topic that Murray and I think will bring Rock Solid to a halt.
A complete halt. This is the last episode ever.
Okay.
Sucking back a few beers a little later on. We'll be here all night. You see, we're the band.
You are? Oh, gee, that's nice. Hey, Bob, this is the band.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
So today, Murray, what are we going to be playing?
Both kinds.
We're going to be playing both kinds of music for you people today.
Country and western. I'm actually mostly country, though. I didn't bring any Western.
Today we will call the podcast for today is Twang Solid.
Mm.
What do you think?
Not bad. White trash solid?
You can't call it cunt solid. That's not good.
Why would you call it cunt solid?
Because it's one syllable.
Is that how you're going to talk now that you're 50?
Yeah.
You're just going to be a potty mouth?
I bet I've only ever said that word 10 times in my life.
And, 9 of them were last night.
And never like in reference to a woman.
Okay.
And let you know, like, I've never said like, that woman was a.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I don't know what I call if someone's being a, maybe I say the B word.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm a nice guy. I don't like to throw around names like that.
Yeah. I usually just say that woman's a jerk.
Yeah, it's universal. It can go either way.
So country music is what we're going to do.
Country music, and we labored over this. I was sending Pat texts about topics, and he's
Murray
like, "Hey."
Murray sends me a text about everything.
Well, I thought we were friends.
Oh.
Well, it got awkward here.
No, we did. We went, I'm kidding. No, we are friends. Did you see the nice thing that I posted about on your one of the pictures on my thing?
What'd you say? You only said mean things, didn't you? About dancing with your wife or something?
No. Okay, I'm going to bring this up because I'm going to read this now that Murray, that we just had an awkward moment. So you and Kyle chat amongst yourselves, which means just you. Because
okay,
Kyle
well, I'll tell them about our texts.
Okay.
So Pat texts me. He's like, hey, we should do a country episode. And I'm like, hell yeah, that sounds awesome. And then I go away for like 2 hours and kind of think about it. I'm like, people hate country. Maybe we shouldn't do this. And he's like, yeah, maybe you're right. And he's like, how do you feel? I'm like, well, I love country music. And he said, well, let's do it. So
So that was it.
That's where we are. And I promise the listeners no bullshit Kelly Pickard or Shania Twain crap. I can't make the same promise from Pat, but I'm playing all Whiskey and Heartache.
All right.
All good stuff.
I'll be playing a little bit of everything. Okay, there's a picture of me and Murray that I posted on Facebook last night, and then my friend Georgie Fulcher, she's in the background.
Rich's wife. Yeah,
so
yeah.
I tagged them all, and here's what I wrote. Who says you can't make new friends when you get older? So happy to have Murray and the wonderful Georgie in my life. Who knows who I might meet in the next 50 years? Probably the Grim Reaper, right? And then I put, damn you, Grim Reaper.
Oh, that's nice.
So that's what I put, but I'll be removing
that. Here's one. Here's another one you put. It's Pilar, your wife, mm-hmm. and April Richardson,
uh-huh.
and me in the back.
Yes.
And you wrote, a beautiful little woman, a beautiful taller woman, and a creep. What the fuck, Murray? So, eat it.
Well, you have to read them in order. That would be what you would read first, and you'd be mad, and then you would read the nice one.
All right.
All right. So, Creepy Murray's going to start us out. How many songs do you have?
18.
Okay, I have 15.
Okay, but I bought like a couple, you know, like... How can you just play one Johnny Cash song? So I brought a few, I'm sure, all in right. case we overload. But I'm going to... Okay. I was thinking about, like, how do we... Should we ease into it? Should we...
No.
Should we play, like, you know, Social Distortion's cover of Ring of Fire or anything like that? I'm like, no, let's do it. This is this is George Jones, The Race Is On.
I thought he said The Racist. One day George Jones, The Racist.
Love, that too. Never once suspecting what the final result would be. How I lived in fear of waking up each morning and finding that you'd gone from me. There's aching and pain in my heart, for the day was the one that I hated to face. Somebody new came up to win her, and I came out in second place. Now the race is on, and here comes pride at the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. They're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love scratched for another's sake. The race is on, and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all.
That's a classic.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I
just lost him last year. Died last year, 2013.
I have a Dave Edmonds probably did a version of that, or Nick Lowe or someone.
I think Dave Edmonds. Yeah.
Maybe Brian Setzer pulls that one out.
Yeah, I remember the Grateful Dead used to play it.
Yeah. What was I going to say about something about
George Jones? The race is on.
I like what I was going to say.
I like the race analogy in there.
Yeah, the racist.
The racist analogy. George Jones, also known as the possum.
Why?
Because he looked like a possum.
Who did he bang around with? Who was his lady?
Oh.
Wasn't there someone?
Was it, what's her?
Was it Tammy Wynette?
I'm thinking Tammy Wynette. I know he didn't do that with Tammy Wynette. And, yeah. Oh, by the way, I left all my notes at home today.
Me too.
So I've got, so if I get my facts wrong.
Well, you can go to Wikipedia. I'm excited to see if this burns up the Facebook page at all, that if people are like, oh no, I like country, man. That's great.
Well, you posted that one album thing last week, or I guess 2 months ago when you're hearing this.
Mm-hmm.
Just throw out one of your favorite albums.
And there's
a couple Johnny Cashes on
Johnny
there.
Cashes. Yeah. Okay,
so
cool.
That got me a little more excited.
Okay. So when I was growing up, I don't remember a lot of music being played at the house. My mm-hmm. parents weren't like, oh, we love this person or that person, but they did have albums and they did play, you know, they'd stack the albums up on the spindle. And this was definitely a song that I heard in my house a lot. This is from 1970. This is Lynn Anderson, and Hit It from the Top, Kyle.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give. So live and let live or let go.
I like that little ding-ding.
Yeah. I just Googled her, and her mugshot came up.
I know. It's scary, isn't it?
Oh, man.
What did she do wrong?
She promised somebody a rose garden.
And then she didn't deliver on that.
Did not deliver. I don't know. I can't really... It doesn't say where... I don't really want to go searching
it
right now.
And then the earlier pictures of her, her hair's just like piled on top of her head. Like Ellie Mae Clampett.
Yeah, totally.
She probably has a rope belt. They live in Beverly Hills. Can't Ellie Mae Clampett get a goddamn belt?
They're the Beverly Hillbillies, man. Come on, you can take the girl out of the South, but you can't take the South out of the girl.
The who is a granny would actually make a soup out of George Jones. She'd make possum soup.
Yes, you would. She'd make possum soup.
What do you got? Mugshot.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Two DUIs.
Two DUIs? Well.
That's what you want from a country singer.
Yeah, you
right?
want her to drink. She's at a honky-tonk.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, I love the Blues Brothers clip that you played because I love the way Dan Aykroyd talks when he's Elwood Blues. That just staccato.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's great.
What kind of music they got here tonight?
What a great, and it holds up too, and it's still funny. And I've seen it a thousand times.
I have on our DVR right now Blues Brothers 2000 because Kyle just watched the Blues Brothers, and I said you must.
I never even bothered.
Oh my God, is it the worst thing you've ever seen?
Oh,
and
I
yet
bet.
The opening scene, I'm going to blow it for you, but the opening scene is great. The first 10 minutes is great.
Oh, really?
Elwood is in jail.
Okay.
And Frank Oz is there. He gives him back all his stuff. And Elwood goes outside and he's waiting. And Frank Oz, you know, it turns dusk. You know, it's day, it turns dusk. And Frank Oz walks out and he looks and he turns and he says, nobody told Elwood, did they? And they go, no.
Nobody what?
Nobody told Elwood.
Oh, okay.
He's waiting for...
Right, yeah.
And he's waiting for Jake to pick him up.
Sure.
So then there's just a long shot of Frank Oz. He's talking. You don't hear it. He's talking. And Elwood just shakes his head. And then Frank Oz goes in. And I'm like, that's great. And then just from then, it's just
shit.
A shit storm. Like if they would have just taken that and tacked it onto the end of the Blues Brothers and just said, here's a little coda for us.
Right.
It's such a piece of junk.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. What, Mighty Mac, right? What, Joe, was what's his face?
Mighty Mac and Buster Blues. Kid lives in the trunk of the car. Fucking awful. Your turn. Go ahead.
All right. I'm going old school again. When a certain band called the Beatles signed to Capitol Records, everything this guy recorded, they requested. They ended up covering one of his songs called Act Naturally. This, of course, is Buck Owens with Excuse Me, I Think I've Got a Heartache.
I laugh and joke each time they talk about you. But if they heard my heart, they'd hear it say, excuse me, I think I've got a heartache. There's an aching deep inside, and it just won't be denied. Excuse me, I think I've got a heartache. And I'd better say goodbye before I cry.
I love how they wrote this. Buck was part of a writer's circle. They'd all get together and write songs. And rumor has it, one of the guys, like when the circle's wife, you just found out, was just banging his best friend and like completely just broke his heart. And
wow.
They were trying to write a song and he was just getting all weepy and everything. And he's like, y'all got to excuse me, and gets up and leaves. And he's like, what's that guy's problem? Eh, he's got a heartache. Bing. And they sat down and wrote, excuse me, I think I've got a heartache.
And Buck Owens, he is the laziest band name I've ever heard of, right? It's Buck Owens and the Buckaroos.
Buckaroos, yeah.
That's, you know, see, that's like the baseball team from Philadelphia, the Philadelphia Phillies. That's like the fucking worst ever. You know, that's like the San Francisco Frannies or the Sanny. It's just terrible. It's like, really, that's what you came up with? What is a Philly? Philly's a horse, right?
Dude, I don't know. You're from there.
I don't know either. So mad.
Then, of course, he went on to George Jones went on to not George Jones, Buck Owens went on to co-host Hee Haw.
That was on in our house every Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
And I just, and even then I knew, oh, this sucks.
It was supposed to be
It
was supposed to be the Southern version of Laugh-In. And then like Laugh-In was off in like a year, and this thing ran for like 25 years or something.
Laugh-In kind of sucks too, though.
Yeah,
right?
Pretty bad. I'm from Tennessee, but I'm not like the form of, I don't know. I'm not the country expert,
yes,
but I am from Tennessee, and I grew up with a lot of this stuff, so that's where I know it.
Well, I'll try not to make fun of it.
Oh, go ahead. I don't care.
One of the most popular contemporary country artists of all time, record sales and popularity, seems like a good guy. Mm-hmm. I've seen him in concert. He came a couple years ago when we had fires out here in L.A., and he did five sold-out shows at the Staples Center in 2 days. Five shows in 2 days. All the tickets were $45. Put on an amazing show. I saw like his second of three shows on a Saturday.
Right.
And this is Garth Brooks.
Nice.
And I like this guy. This is from his In Pieces album, 1993. This is Standing Outside the Fire.
Oh, nice.
We call them fools who have to dance within the flame, who chance the sorrow and the shame that always comes with getting burned. But you got to be tough when consumed by desire, 'cause it's not enough just to stand outside the fire.
Pat on air fiddle.
I know, I love air fiddle. Every time I hear one Garth Brooks song, I'm like, I gotta just play more Garth Brooks at the house.
Yeah, he's... yeah, he's really good.
Yeah, he's the real deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I like that he's like, and I'm going to raise my kids till they're out of high school, and then I'll do something again.
Yeah, yeah. I've made a gazillion amount of money. I don't need it.
I know. That's amazing.
Did he play that song for the fire's benefit? I don't think that's very appropriate.
I don't think that was. I think he did play that song.
Outside of Malibu, just standing out there, getting the fire.
Yeah, ha ha, laughing.
Laughing. I made $1 billion just standing here.
When he played 5 shows here in 2 days, I thought, oh my God.
5 shows in 2 days?
Yes.
Oh, I missed that part.
I thought, oh my God, he might have invented a new way to tour.
Yeah.
If you're an artist this big, why don't you just go? I'm going to go to Chicago and we're going to do 3 shows on Saturday, 2 on Sunday, and out of there. He sold out every show.
Man.
And I don't know how good the first show was, but the second show, he didn't miss a beat.
Really? 5 shows in 2 days? How many shows in 2 days?
5. She did 3 on Saturday, 2 on Sunday. He did like a noon show. Like a 5 o'clock show and then like a 9 o'clock show.
I did 12 shows and 6 nights in Vegas last month and I'm still tired.
I know.
Man, that's awesome. That's amazing.
But how many of yours were good? All 5 of his were good.
What'd I do? 12? 3.
I wonder. See, when I did comedy and I would talk to my friends, we would be, it would be like, how's your show? You know, and so many times we would go, oh, it fucking blew.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wonder if musicians, like when I see a Garth Brooks, I wonder if the show I saw, he thought was not a good show.
Oh, that's interesting.
You know what I mean?
Have him on the podcast.
Cause I've only seen Cheap Trick like 40 or 50 times. Mm-hmm. And only one time was I like, oh, they were not really on tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I wonder how many times that happens from the artists.
I don't know. I'm trying to remember if there was any bands that I saw that weren't.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember. Anyway, I'll have to think about that.
All right, move on.
All right, moving on.
We got a top.
Speaking of moving on, right? We're going old school. We're going to the father. We're going to Hank Williams Sr.
The senior.
Senior. The guy who birthed the douchebag. Who birthed the douchebag.
It's part of it. Oh, you're going to go with the old man.
Yeah, yeah. Going with the
Not
old
junior,
man.
Not junior, but the old man.
Going with the old man. And Pat Francis might know this song. Go ahead and play it.
She's changed the lock on our front door. My door key don't fit no more. So get it on over.
Move it on over.
Scoot it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, skinny dog, 'cause the fat dog's moving in. This dog house here is mighty small, but it's better than no house at all. So ease it on over.
Drag it
on over.
And just more of the same for another minute and a half.
I think I know the subpar version by George Thorogood.
Yeah, yeah, and the Delaware Destroyers. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hank Williams Jr. died at 29, drank himself to death.
Is that true?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you drink yourself?
Senior, sorry, senior.
Kyle, you got to step it up. You got 4 more years to drink yourself to death. If he keeps drinking those gigantic beers.
Well, look how sick he is already. Another one of those, and you'd be dead.
No more beers today, Kyle. He's got consumption. Hey, my next song, this is one of my favorite country artists. She's also one of my favorite artists. I tried to get her on the show and her people did not even respond, but that's okay. This is also a name check song. This is Mary Chapin Carpenter.
Oh, nice.
This is from her big breakthrough album, Come On, Come On, and this song is called I Feel Lucky. So listen for the name check.
Morning, stumbled out of my rack. I opened up the paper to the page in the back. It only took a minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny under my sign. My eyes just about popped out of my head and said the stars are stacked against you, girl. Get back in bed. I feel lucky. I feel lucky. Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I
I feel lucky today.
We didn't hear the name check in that
name
clip.
Check? Professor Doom?
No, she name checks Lyle Lovett and Dwight Yoakam.
Oh, no. Oh, okay, cool.
You know, Dwight is in the corner, Lyle Lovett's whatever, by the bar.
Banging Julia Roberts.
Yeah, whatever. They were married, right?
For like a day.
Yeah. But they dated for a while.
Did they?
And then I guess, you know, she woke up with that guy 2 days in a row and she's like, oh, no.
No, that hair stays that way all the time. It's just not a stage show.
That's bedhead. Okay, where are we? So, yeah, I love Mary Chapin Carpenter. Okay. I love her. I love her voice. I love her guitar playing. I love the production. I love the whole deal.
All right, well, let's jump around since we brought up Lyle Lovett. Why don't we jump down to number 16, Killing Two Birds with One Stone.
Okay.
This is Lyle Lovett. Lovett? Hello. Lyle Lovett and his large band covering Tammy Wynette.
All right.
Now the mystery masked man was smart. He got himself a Tonto, cause Tonto did the dirty work for free.
That's the wrong song.
Tonto, he was smart. That's the wrong one?
Yeah, that's a Lyle Lovett song. It's a good one, too.
You have another Lyle Lovett one there?
Uh-huh. What happened, Kyle?
You said 16, so I played 16.
Did I?
Yes. Yeah,
oh, mine's 16 on mine. So.
You said 16, so I played it.
Give him two arms to cling to, and something warm to come to when nights are cold and lonely. Stand by your man and show the world you love him. Keep giving all the love you can.
Pretty sure that Elwood Blues sings this in the Blues Brothers, too.
He does, actually,
yes,
at the bar, at
yes,
the country bar. That and the theme to Rawhide. Yeah, yeah. Yes, Tammy Wynette's 1968 hit, Stand By Your Man.
It's weird when a guy sings it.
I know, but I like it.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, I saw Lyle Lovett.
And he didn't change the gender. He didn't say, stand by your lady.
No. I bet he bounced that around a little bit, though. He just kept it there.
Maybe.
Last time I saw Ben Montench was playing keyboards with him.
Montench has a solo.
I was just
going to,
I just heard about that this week.
Yeah. I wonder if that'll be any good.
I don't know. whenever this airs. I don't know. I've never heard any of his solo stuff.
This is his first solo album.
Oh, okay.
Well, then I'll play a Lyle Lovett song. We have Two for Sunday with Lyle Lovett.
The other one that he played was If I Had a Boat, which is a great song.
Yeah, that is a good song. That almost made my list. But I let my wife pick the Lyle Lovett song because she's a big Lyle Lovett fan. And this is from Joshua Judge's Ruth, and this is called She's Already Made Up Her Mind.
Mm.
She picked this one. I go, are you trying to tell me something?
Sitting at one end of the kitchen table, and she is staring without an expression. And she is talking to me without moving. She's already made up her mind.
She's out of there. She's taking off.
Yeah, yeah. Man, he's so good.
I know.
You know where he got the name of that album from?
No.
Bible. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth. Old Testament. My dad was a preacher.
Yeah.
That's how I know that. That's all I can tell you.
Did your dad listen to the show?
No, he might listen to this one.
Okay.
He's a retired preacher, plays in a bluegrass band in Bozeman, Montana.
Have we talked dirty and bad so far? I think we have. He'll be okay with that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess so.
Preachers don't care.
He doesn't care. He's retired. He doesn't care anymore. We didn't talk dirty, did we?
He said the C word.
Oh, that's right. Well, we did. My dad was listening until you said the C word.
You are up.
Oh, right.
You're up.
Okay. My numbers are off, I guess. So
just call out the song. He can find it.
Okay. So we're going to go with a great singer-songwriter who never got his due, but a lot of people covered his songs. And this is Townes Van Sant. And Willie Nelson had a hit with this with Waylon Jennings, I think. This is Pancho and Lefty.
All right.
Pancho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel. Wore his gun outside his pants, all the honest world to feel.
Pancho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico, and nobody heard his dying words. That's the way it goes. And all the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him hang around out of kindness, I suppose.
It was actually Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard had, I think, a number one hit on the country charts with that in the 80s.
And that's cool.
Yeah, Townsman's hat, he's great. Go look up some of his stuff, man. He's another just... I think he kind of drank himself to death and died in 97. Big, you know, drugs and alcohol and just literally worked the honky tonks.
Hard living.
Yeah, hard living.
That's hard living that these people do. I've got a creeper song right now. This is the creepiest. To me, this is the creepiest song.
Well, apparently I should love it because I'm a creep.
That's
on your
right.
Facebook page.
That's right. That's right. You're also my new friend.
Oh, new creepy friend.
Everyone needs a creep. But this is also a song that my parents, an album my parents had, the cover of this album, he just looks like he's going to do something weird. He's the Silver Fox.
Oh,
he's Charlie Rich.
Yeah.
And this song is, well, let's just play it. This is a creepy song to me.
She never makes a scene by hanging all over me in a crowd. People like to talk, boy, don't they love to talk? But when they turn out the lights, I know she'll be leaving with me. And when we get behind closed doors,
oh, yeah,
and she lets her hair.
She was never seen again.
Nope. I killed her.
Slit
and then
her throat.
I ate her. I made chili out of her and served it up at the local chili cook-off.
Wore her face as a sweater.
Yeah.
She gets Charlie Rich.
Oh, man. She gets behind closed doors and she's a filthy little whore.
That's what she is. Oh, my dad just came back.
Oh,
he just turned it back on.
Speaking of album, like,
she makes him feel like a man with her dirtiness. What were you going to say?
Speaking of album, like, all right, so my dad was a preacher. He became a preacher just before I was born. And
oh, great for you.
Yeah, right? And so we didn't have any music in the house for...
Yeah, you told me. You were like Footloose, no dancing.
Yeah, seriously, no dance. But we had those albums. It's... drifting around the internet and Facebook sometimes, like the 10 worst album covers of right. All, you know, we'll see that. Maybe I can find out. I'll put it on the Facebook page. But there's like these guys with like handlebar mustaches and lime green suits. Like they're trying to sing like, but like it's like, "Let Him Touch Me," you know, and like we had those albums. Those
Let
were
Him
the
Touch
only
Me
albums.
Meaning God.
God, yeah, but it's just like really gay and everything. So right. Those were the albums we had for like 10 years.
And all you wanted like an Ohio Players album to jerk off to. Right?
We just lost my dad again.
Oh, sorry.
Way to go.
Sorry, Dad.
Way to go.
Why okay,
the Ohio Players?
They have all those like sexy like girls like
oh, right.
Yeah. Google Ohio Players.
Right. And Wild Cherry had them too. Had some sexy covers.
Yeah, or that Herb Alpert, that whipped cream album where it's just the girl covered in whipped cream.
Ooh, how about Carly Simon? Possum, Plain Possum.
Playing Possum and Carly Simon's No Secrets.
Ooh.
Is my favorite. Are you looking for that?
Yeah.
You'll know why that's a sexy album cover when you see it. She looks so amazing in that. She has a hat on. Braless.
Oh, really?
Did you see it?
Oh, hello. Wow. Oh, my God.
I love that album cover.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Like, if I met her, I would want to get that autographed, but how can you get that autographed?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Could you sign that? Maybe I have Band-Aids on that album cover.
Jeez. I'm still looking at the album cover, sorry.
Are you looking it up? No Secrets?
Yeah. She's not wearing a bra.
No.
That's for sure.
She's so, so pretty.
Oh, yeah, very pretty.
I love Carly Simon.
Yeah. Horse mouth.
I love those women with the big mouth.
Yeah, she's got a big mouth.
Yeah.
Big teeth.
Love it.
Speaking of braless, actually, I don't know if she's braless or not. Let's go.
Speaking of braless, Charlie Rich.
Exactly.
With his man boobs. All right. You're so much talking, I forget whose turn it is, but it's your turn.
I think it's my turn. We'll go from this decade.
Mm-hmm.
Loretta Lynn's comeback album, Van Leer Rose, produced by one
Jack White.
And this is Portland, Oregon.
Well, Portland, Oregon, and slow gin fizz, if that ain't love, then tell me what is. Well, I lost my heart, it didn't take me no time. That ain't all, I lost my mind in Oregon. In the booth in the corner with the lights down low, I was moving in fast, she was taking it slow.
Was that Jack White singing with her?
Yeah.
Well, I looked at him and caught him looking at me. I knew right then we were playing free in Oregon.
That's a pretty great song.
It's a good song. It's a good album. And she wrote just about everything on that album. It wasn't like he came in with what I think I'm looking it up right now. He's got a co-writing credit on two songs, mm-hmm. but she wrote everything.
Also, her sister is the far superior Crystal Gayle.
The long-haired girl?
Yeah, that's
okay.
It. That's her sister.
I didn't know that.
Another little bit of Loretta Lynn trivia. Uh-huh. I might have given this before on a previous show. A lot of people don't know this. She's a coal miner's daughter.
Wait.
Her dad was an actual coal miner.
Really?
Yeah.
The ones who got stuck?
Yeah.
In Chile?
No. Not the. This was way back when.
Oh.
When coal mining was dangerous.
Oh. So safe now.
How is that not safe in 2014?
Because you're digging holes in the fucking ground, man.
Can't you make it safe?
No.
Can't they wear like a suit like Robert Downey Jr. wears in the Avengers? Something that would protect them from a cave-in?
Was he an Iron Man? Was he Iron
he's
Man
Iron
in,
Man.
In the
yeah.
Avengers? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't watch that.
You've never seen the Avengers?
No.
Turn off his mic.
No. I'm not a comic book nerd.
Oh, my God. You don't have to be a nerd. You just have to. You just have to love life.
By the way, both of their laptops I'm looking at, Kyle's and Pat's. Mm-hmm. Pat's got Batman, and Kyle's got Iron Man.
These are both of my laptops.
How are you? Am I not wedging you right now?
And on Murray's laptop, he has a decal of a dress. Okay, so no decal. Filthiest laptop I've ever seen. Too.
Yeah,
just
we went through this.
Filthiest.
I think. I cleaned it though since last time.
What is it? What you need a decal of pig pen from Peanuts on your. Okay, my next song is from 1993. This is Tim McGraw's Hot Little Lady, Faith Hill. I remember I saw this video popped up. It could have popped up on MTV, possibly, but this is from her first album called Take Me As I Am, and this is called Wild One.
They said change your clothes, she said no I won't. They said comb your hair, she said some kids don't. And her parents' dreams went up in smoke. They said you can't leave, she said yes I will. They said don't see him, she said his name is Bill. She's on a roll and it's all uphill. She's a wild one with an angel's face. She's a woman child in a state of grace. When she was 3 years old on her daddy's knee, he said you can be anything you wanna be. She's a wild one running free.
How many songs have the title Wild One?
Probably a lot.
That's that in Rock Steady. I'm done. More songs called Wild One. No more songs called Rock Steady.
I wish the lyrics got more and more. They said, don't do drugs. She said, I do coke. They said, don't just keep going. Yeah. No, making
that'd
these
be
up.
Awesome.
They said, don't be a whore. She said, I shave my cooch. What? Wait a minute now. What's going on? Sorry. I said cooch.
Cooch.
You lost your dad again. Lost your dad.
He's praying for us somewhere.
Is he still a preacher?
Retired, but he picks up gigs here and there.
He still believes in the Lord?
Still does, yeah. It's funny, we kind of like have this, I have the same conversation I have with my dad that I have with other comedians.
Yeah.
It's like, I picked up this gig Sunday, mm-hmm. go out there, $100.
Does he close?
Yeah,
he's
a closer. And,
cool.
Yeah, it's really funny. He's a circuit riding preacher now.
Is he in a big tent?
No, in churches. I don't think he's ever preached in a tent.
You know.
I know you're talking, like old revival stuff.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
All right. Are you watching that HBO show True Detective?
No, I haven't. watch it. I hear it's really good, though.
You got to watch it.
Yeah? Okay. We got it on... our buddy worked on it, so we got it on TiVo.
They had a scene where it was at a revival and like a preaching thing, and it's just stereotypical. Everyone mm-hmm. in the audience is just a freak.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, just so fanatical. But
is that it?
Yep.
Okay. how about the preacher, the faith heal or the snake handling preacher who got bit by a snake this week and died? That's awesome.
Well, that's just crazy.
That's
and
awesome.
What is the religion where you won't allow your children to have medical care or drugs or
Scientology?
No. What is it?
I think it's Scientology.
No, I think it's. I don't want to. I don't know what it is. Right. I don't know. Kyle's going to find it. Okay, your turn.
All right, so let's stay with women. All right, my mom. Oh, here we go.
Christian Science Monitor.
Christian Science Monitor.
Just Christian Science, I think. I think Christian Science Monitor is the book, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
I think that's the person that watches over all the Christian scientists.
In the hallway, make sure they don't run.
Right, yeah. go ahead.
My mom hates when I call her family white trash. She hates when I call her family white trash. And we lived in a fucking trailer. White trash. So I go back for my dad's... our family reunion back to Memphis years ago.
Do they still live in a trailer?
No. They have a house.
Upgrade.
Yeah. My grandmother lives in a trailer still.
That's okay.
And she always gets mad when I call her white trash. And we go down to the... And this song came out. And we're going down to the last one, number 18. And all my cousins and their cousins' wives were holding their PBRs up in the air singing the song.
What's a PBR?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
You might think I'm trashy, a little too hardcore, but in my neck of the woods, I'm just a girl next door. Hey, I'm a redneck woman, I ain't no high-class broad. I'm just a product of my race, and I say, hey, y'all, Andy Hall. And I keep my Christmas lights on my front porch all year long. And I know all the words to every ten.
Is the song called Hell Yeah?
It's called Redneck Woman.
How'd you know it was coming up, Kyle? Have you heard this song before?
Yeah, in Altoona.
In Altoona, sure, certainly you have.
So all my cousins and their wives were singing this, and I turned to my mom and I go, are you sure we're not white trash? And she goes, well, not all of us.
Gretchen Wilson, she chews tobacco, I think. I think she's, I'm not kidding.
Oh,
she
does. Yeah.
She's trash.
Awful song. It's an awful, but you know what I like about that song is, she says Tanya Tucker instead of Tanya Tucker.
Yeah. I like that we went from the very lovely Faith Hill to the white trash.
White trash.
Yes.
Trailer park snipe. I don't even know what a snipe is.
I'm going to interrupt with a segment.
Oh, okay.
And this segment was actually originally four songs strong, but that's too much time to take away from you, my co-host.
Mm-hmm.
So I've narrowed it down to two. And this is a segment I call, Hey, we should record a country album. So here's two. We'll play the first one. I'm not going to tell you who the artist is. Yeah. And you can just, you'll know, but this gentleman recorded, what he called a country album in 1996. And the album was called Tennessee Moon. And this is the title track.
Hollywood don't do what it once could do.
What's that even mean?
I don't know.
I used to wake up and write me a song before noon. So I packed my dusty bags one night, grabbed an old guitar, and I caught a red-eye flight.
Chorus.
In search of a dream underneath the Tennessee moon. I fell in love to an old Hank Williams tune.
Name check.
Yep. Murray, you're from Tennessee.
Makes me wonder.
The moon is amazing.
All right. That's
awful.
It's not even
that's not even country.
Hollywood don't do what it once could do. What? Oh, I get it. So he moves to Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
He has a song on here. I don't even have it in my thing. He sings a duet with Waylon Jennings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called One. What's it called? One True Love or something. Oh, it's unbelievable.
So Waylon, you got another one?
I do have another one. This, okay. Now this is weird.
I'm hoping. I've got my fingers crossed.
This is this album was supposed to come out, and in 2011 it was released on iTunes. It was only on iTunes for 24 hours and then pulled off.
Mm-hmm.
I got it, and you'll know why. But it's never. It's just kind of in limbo now. I don't know what's happening.
So it's not on iTunes. There's no hard copies.
Nope. Okay. And it's an album called Countryside Boulevard, and this is a song called Every Dog.
I've been put on, put down, couldn't put my foot down in a pair of sensible shoes. I've been kissed on, kissed off, ripped up and shipped off, been a little ticked off too.
Who is that?
That's Robin Zander from Cheap Trick.
I thought it must have been him because I couldn't pick his voice out. By the way, you were playing a DVD of Cheap Trick last night.
Yes,
He is not aging well.
Yeah, Kyle said they said had some footage from 2008.
Yeah.
He's got it together a little bit more than than then now.
Yeah, rough patch in 2008.
Yeah, a little bit of a rough patch.
Okay.
By the way, a friend of mine.
Oh, okay. That's Robin Zander? Okay.
Yeah, a friend of mine who listens to the show.
Looks like Travis Tritt.
Comedian Brad Wilhelm. Brad, if you would like a copy of that, I'll bring it along when I come to Bloomington. But
does he want a copy of that?
He's a big Cheap Trick fan.
Okay. Is that any good, that album?
It's okay.
Yeah? Because that wasn't good.
That's one of the better songs.
Okay. I will chalk that up to yet another Cheap Trick album I will not be buying.
That's a shame. Hey, I'm going to take a pee break.
Can we do that?
Yeah, I have to.
Are you going to edit that?
Yeah, what?
All right.
Where are we at? 46 minutes around here. So, I got a text.
Who is it? Is it Pilar picking another Lyle Lovett song?
Let me see.
Good audio right here. Good podcasting.
No, it's okay. No, just keep it going. So, I need to be home at 1:15, so we have like 20 minutes, and then we have to get right out of here.
All right, let's go.
Okay,
so... Are you going to edit all that out?
Yeah, we'll edit all that.
Okay. That was awful. That was awful.
Well, I sometimes you have to play stuff that's going to make the people
I played Gretchen Wilson, man. Come on. Yeah. I can't.
But that's one of the better songs.
All right, well, let's play a good song.
Okay, let's hear it. Your turn.
All right, let's just go with... All right, let's just go with Patsy Cline. My wife picks this song. Patsy unfortunately died at 30, I think, in a plane crash.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have let her fly that plane.
She could do no wrong in those days. And this is She's Got You.
I've got the records that we used to share, and they still sound the same as when you were here. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got the records, she's got you.
I've got your beautiful voice. Love Patsy Cline.
That's a good song.
Did you bring any Patsy Cline?
I didn't bring any Patsy Cline. You know what? I forgot about Patsy Cline.
How can you forget about Patsy
Cline? I don't know. I mean, I didn't bring any. Who was the young artist at the time that covered her? She was a big country artist. She was like a teenager.
When? Back then?
No.
Recently?
Yeah, in our time.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm drawing a blank.
Who am I drawing? I saw her at the movie theater recently.
Leanne Rimes?
Leanne Rimes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to stick with some ladies. I'm going to play, again, another one of my wife's favorite country songs, and she loves the Dixie Chicks.
Mm.
And this is a song that you don't like the Dixie Chicks?
Yeah, not really. Although that first album was all right.
Well, this is from Taking the Long Way, and this is a song that my wife says makes her cry. It's called Silent House. I think my wife told me it's about the girl in the song, her grandmother has Alzheimer's, and she's trying to, maybe it's her mom has Alzheimer's, and she's trying to remind her of, what's that?
I said vote for Bush.
She's trying to remind her of the things that she's forgetting.
Right, right.
I might have that wrong, but let's listen to a little bit of Silent House. You look like you're going to shoot yourself.
I can't wait till I get Alzheimer's. Forget I heard that song. What a piece of shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's terrible.
You don't follow this up.
You don't like them, though.
I don't like
the Dixie Chicks.
Wide Open Spaces was an okay album.
You don't like their politics?
I don't like... Listen, man.
You don't like... You think women shouldn't even be in
the
music
business.
That's my
president.
You
don't talk bad about my president, all right? You want to talk bad about my president? You wait till you pry him from my cold, dead hands. Did I get that right?
I think so.
Okay. I got bumper sticker. All right. Let's play something good.
Follow that with Glenn Campbell.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with Glenn Campbell, mister.
But he has Alzheimer's.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, he does.
That's true. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Way to go.
You see him on the Later with Jules Holland?
No.
Ripping up the guitar, man. Just shredding. The guy's still so good.
I'll have to record. I go through the DirecTV menu, and when there's artists, I don't record every episode of Later with Jules Holland, but when there's artists I like, so I'll look for that one.
I record them all and just go and delete the ones I don't like.
Well, you could do that. I guess there's no right or wrong way to do it, Murray.
All right, how can you play country music without playing John R. Cash?
I couldn't pick. And the R is for?
His middle name.
Right. What's his middle name?
I don't know. He had an album called John R. Cash in 78 or something. I don't know what the R is for.
I was going to play I Walk the Line, but I'm not going to since you have Johnny Cash. So, Kyle, remove I Walk the Line from my playlist. That's a pretty basic pick anyway. So screw me on that one.
All right, let's go with...
It says his birth name was J.R. Cash.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Let's see. He recorded this song with his wife, June Carter. This is number 11. I think.
And this Ring of Fire?
No, this is Jackson.
Oh, okay.
They don't know how I'm going to Jackson. You turn loose of my coat. Cause I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all she wrote. But to laugh at you in Jackson. And I'll be dancing on a pony keg. That'll lead you right. Talking man, and I'll be waiting in Jackson behind my J-Pan plan.
Well, now we got married in a fever.
So basically, the story is they got married one night, and now it's 10 years later, and they hate each other, and he's going to Jackson to go get laid and get drunk. And she's like, you're old, and nobody's going to pay any attention to you.
Have fun in Jackson.
Have fun in Jackson, yeah.
It's not about the Jackson complex in Sherman Oaks where the Jackson family lives.
They live in Sherman Oaks?
I think they do.
Is that Encino, where he was going?
They live in Encino. Is that where he was going?
I think so.
Was he going to lay one down with Reby or Latoya?
Latoya, man.
Probably.
Yeah.
All right. I like that song. I like the backstory.
So he really would be the man in black.
That's right. Wow. That's a good joke. What do you got? You got some more info?
Yeah. His legal name is J.R. Cash.
Okay.
Because his parents couldn't think of a name.
Dummies.
And when he went into the Air Force, they wouldn't let him use initials, so he put John R. Cash.
There you go. I didn't know that.
So his name's not even John.
No, it's J-R.
What if when he went into the army, his first name was John, and then his last name was K, or his middle name was K-N-E-E, Knee. John Knee Cash.
Like leaving?
Yes, yes. Leave. Oh, I never realized that.
What?
This is like a couple weeks ago when we did the 1977 episode, and I played songs from a Firefall album, and this Firefall album was called Luna for Moon,
sure.
and C.
Yeah.
And Kyle goes, oh, I get it. And I go, what do you mean you get it? He goes, Lunacy. I'm like, oh, I never got that.
And how long have you had that album?
Since 1979. All right, I'm going to play. I'm a sucker for some contemporary country artists. I'm a sucker for a story song.
Oh, yeah, that's what I love about country music is a story.
This is a guy named Colin Ray, mm-hmm. and this is a song called Little Rock. And this guy, he's got a drinking problem. He's had some tough times, but now he's trying to get it together. This might be a long clip, but let's hear this guy's story. Let's hear what's happening in Little Rock.
Well, I know I disappeared a time or two, and along the way I lost me and you. I needed a new town for my new start, selling VCRs in Arkansas at a Walmart. I haven't had a drink in 19 days. My eyes are clear and bright without that haze. I like the preacher from the Church of Christ. Sorry that I cried when I talked to you last night. I think I'm on a roll here in Little Rock. I'm solid as a stone, baby, wait and see. I got just one small problem here in Little Rock. Without you, baby, I'm not me.
Now, first of all, I can't think of anything that would make you want to drink more than selling VCRs in a Walmart. VCRs dates that song a little bit.
A little bit.
The guy's
or going to Little Rock.
And the guy's a pussy. He calls his wife up. He's crying like a baby.
Right.
Hasn't drank in 19 days. He's got that chip.
The 19-day chip. They give out a day.
But I'm a sucker for that song. I don't know why I love that song.
Really?
I love it. I love that song so much.
He's going to call Pilar on the way home
that
crying.
That song has made me cry before when I'll be in the car singing it.
Really?
It's crazy.
You have to give me a copy of that. I'll have to listen to it today.
Oh, Colin Ray. I'll give you his greatest hits.
Yeah? All right. Well, I hope you don't come off thinking you like crappy music. I don't want
that. Are you kidding me? I played Every Dog by Robin Zander. I played The Silent House, which you loved, and I just played The Little Rock. I might redeem myself next.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
I made a joke about the Man in Black. Can we hear the Man in Black? Let's go to number 12.
There's a song called The Man in Black?
It's Johnny Cash.
He sings a song about himself. Mm-hmm. What's he, a rapper?
I wear it for the sick and lonely old. For the reckless ones whose bad trip left them cold. I wear the black and mourning for the lives that could have been. Each week we lose 100 fine young men. And I wear it for the thousands who have died, believing that the Lord was on their side. I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side. Well, there's things that never
Man will in Black.
Be right.
He got a lot of grief for that, man. Because he took a political stand. They was talking about Vietnam right there. And
he should have sang about it being slimming. And that's why he wears black.
He wasn't never going to be the man in horizontal stripes.
No,
not after
never,
40.
No way.
Not after
no
40.
I'm going to remove a song from my list. I'm going to say apologies to Trisha Yearwood, because I know I've played this song on a past show, a song called Walk Away Joe.
I know. It's
really good song. And she's a great singer, but we're going to remove that. And we're going to give some love to the guy we just talked about who does have Alzheimer's right now. And this is one of his biggest songs, and it still sounds good. So let's hear a little bit about this cowboy who likes a little bit of flair on his outfit.
Like what? Like tassels?
No.
Like I don't know, like buttons?
Close.
But gee, what else could it be on
there? I don't know. Well, let's find out.
Okay.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. Every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road.
That was one of the members of the Village People.
Oh,
the Rhinestone Cowboy.
The Cowboy?
The Rhinestone
Cowboy.
Yeah.
Glenn Campbell, man. Such a great music. He's part of the Wrecking Crew. You familiar with the Wrecking Crew?
I do know the Wrecking Crew. They're part of the WWE.
No. I'm talking about the musicians.
Oh,
the
no. I have no... Who's in that?
You don't know
I don't know if I know who the Wrecking Crew is.
The Wrecking Crew was the go-to, session players in the 60s. They played on everything.
All right. Glenn Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Satriani.
Mm-hmm.
John Bonham.
Mm-hmm.
And John Entwistle on bass.
Is that
the Wrecking Crew?
Yeah, that's the Wrecking Crew. Why did you pull that out of your ass?
I don't know. Who else is in the Wrecking Crew?
That you would know? Spooner, what's his name? Oh, Hal Blaine on drums?
You could just be making up anything. Spooner McCall?
Hal Blaine, one of the best drummers ever. They played on everything. They played on Sonny and Cher. They played on Pet Sounds.
Feats McPherson.
All right, you know what? All your nerd listeners are going to call and back me up on this.
Well, everyone, let's do a thread where we list the Wrecking Crew. You got it right there. Name one guy in your scratchy voice.
Tommy Tedesco.
I hope there's a guy named Scratchy.
Oh,
Lee.
Wait, they had a girl bass player, Carol Kay. She's famous. She's like infamous.
Oh, you're making all these names up. Carol Kay's not a name.
Leon Russell. Keyboards.
Never heard of him. What happened to him?
I just saw him with Elton John a couple of years ago.
You told me about that. Ad nauseum.
Let me tell you again.
Play a song.
No, let's hear more about how you TiVo. That was real riveting.
I don't have a TiVo. I have a DVR. I have a VCR. I bought it at Walmart. this guy that sold me this VCR was shaky.
Well, was he not?
He was not. He was, I don't know.
Was he crying?
I swear to God, that guy
needed... dropping his 19-day chip all over the place.
That guy needs a drink. I got two more songs, so I'll let you play.
I got two, too.
All right.
I got four, but I brought two of each.
Okay.
We don't have to play all four.
Play. How about playing... I'll be Pardo. How about if you play one? That's my Pardo.
It's your second Pardo today.
I know. I just saw him last night.
Oh, me too. I didn't think he was going to show up.
He showed up later than I would have liked.
In a sharp cardigan.
With a Journey Frontiers T-shirt underneath,
purple belt.
Purple belt. Yes.
Oh yeah, that's right. We compared belts for some reason.
God damn it!
Night.
It looked blue when I was at the store. Is what he always says.
By the way,
the Prince collection.
By the way, don't want to talk about how hot that party was. We compared belts.
Purple belt. Purple belt. Okay, let's wrap. We gotta get out of here.
All right, let's go. All right, I'm gonna play the song. Although the Avett Brothers do the song in concert.
Mm-hmm.
It's great, and if you saw Another Day, Another Time, Joel and Ethan Coen's concert movie,
okay,
they did probably the best version of the song I've ever heard. But I brought it anyway, and this is Tom T. Hall. I got to give it a shout-out because it's my hometown. This is That's How I Got to Memphis.
All right.
If you love somebody enough, you'll go where your heart wants to go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I know if you've seen her, you tell me, 'cause you are my friend. I've got to find her and find out the trouble she's in. If you tell me that she's not here, I'll follow the trail of her tears. That's how I got to Memphis.
How- The great Tom T. Hall wrote Harper Valley PTA.
That's a good tune.
What, Harper Valley PTA?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so was the one I just played.
Well, Harper Valley's great.
What about How I Got to Memphis? Sorry, doesn't hold up to your standards of quality music?
Didn't hold up to some of my story songs with
story
words like
song.
Walmart.
Oh, that's true. These are before Walmart.
Boy, my next two are actually story songs. This next one is from Taylor Swift's debut album, just called Taylor Swift. My daughter turned me on to this song. She said, Dad, you should hear this. And this is good. It's called Mary's Song.
Oh.
And your wife is Mary.
My wife is named Mary, yeah.
It's called Mary's Song, and then in parentheses, Oh, My, My, My. And it's a story song. It's about...
Wait a second.
This is about Murray's wife and Oh, My, My, My. But this is the first part of the story. It ends with these two kids getting married and living until they're 87, 89.
Murray's dad's back on.
Okay, great. Oh, my,
he loves Mary.
All right, so let's hear it.
She said, I was 7 and you were 9. I looked at you like the stars that shine in the sky. The pretty lights. And our daddies used to joke about the two of us growing up and falling in love. And mama smiled and rolled their eyes and said, oh. Take me back to the house in the backyard tree. Since you beat me up, you were bigger than me. You never what? Did. You never did.
Charlie Rich is
take
out.
Me back when the world was one black white. I did you to kiss me and ran when you tried. Just two kids. You and I.
We're just two kids. All right, what part do you take
that explains with? Mary and my's first date. I took her in the backyard and beat her up.
No. They're kids and they're playing, and you know how a kid will go, you know, if you touch my stuff, I'm going to punch you. And then she said, but he never did.
All right.
It's that kind
okay,
of
I didn't
thing.
Realize they were kids.
Yeah, I was 7 and you were 9.
I missed that part.
So it ends with them. They're
they
80.
Were 79.
Come on.
Come on. That's
really, that's what your scratchy voice comes up with when you want to talk?
Yes.
Because you're saying my precious, yes. And then that song ends with them 87 and 89,
nice.
And it's nice.
That's sweet. How many Taylor Swift albums do you have?
All of them.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a big fan, right?
I am a big fan.
I don't know enough to back up my hatred for her.
Yeah, I don't know why you don't like her.
I just, it's one of those. Like the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Mm-hmm. Well, give it away. Okay, you got one more than I got one more. Then you get the F out of here.
This is called...
I'm going to lose your dad right now. We're going to get the fuck out of here, Mr. Murray.
This is called Pilar's Song, Wowzers.
And then we're going to play Angie's song, Holy Schnoinkies.
One of the greatest American songwriters ever. He wrote...
Oh, Lee Ving.
Yeah, Lee Ving. He wrote The Standards. He wrote Crazy. Yeah. You know, his songs became standards. Mm-hmm. And, of course, talking about Willie Nelson, and he wrote one of my favorite songs, Funny How Time Slips Away.
Doug Benson's favorite artist. Pot.
I heard you told him that you'd love him till the end of time. Now that's the same thing that you told me. Seems like just the other day. Gee, ain't it funny how time slips away.
I've seen him 3 or 4 times in concert.
Is he good?
Excellent, man. And he can really play that guitar, too.
Oh, I saw him. And he's in his 80s now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's up there. He's really old now. But I saw him when...
And he's so wasted.
He's really high. When they did the movie.
What is it?
Dukes of Hazzard. They did the Dukes of Hazzard movie. He played Uncle Jesse, and Jessica Simpson was in the movie.
Oh.
So I saw him at the Greek. Uh-huh. She came out to sing with him.
Yeah.
Booed. Just booed,
that's
man.
Not nice, though.
I didn't do it. I'm just reporting this. I booed.
How'd she look, though?
Hot.
Yeah. I'm going to close it out.
I hope it's a kick-ass song, because I was just realized I ended on a slow one.
I think I'm going back to you.
Oh, you are?
I think so. Did you start?
I don't know.
I'm going to close it
out. Whose show is this?
It's our show.
Oh.
So this is a story song that makes me cry.
Do you want to make this the play out?
You don't have a play out?
I do, but that's okay.
No, you're going to play out.
I want to hear his play out. I texted him the other day. I'm like, I can bring you a play out if you don't.
Because I know you don't have one. So this is by Trace Adkins, and this is a story song, and it's called "You're Gonna Miss This." And the first, this has got three verses. The first one, it's about a girl in high school, and she's telling her mom, "I can't wait till I'm out of the house," and blah blah. And her mom's like, "You're gonna miss this. You're gonna miss this time in your life. So just take it slow." Then she moves into her own apartment, and she's telling her dad, "I can't wait till I have a house." And her dad's like, "You should enjoy this because you're gonna miss this." So this is the third, chapter of the song where she's
has Alzheimer's.
She's yes, and the Dixie Chicks have come over and they're trying to tell her what happened and telling her about all the things she missed. But now this is the third chapter of the song, and she's married. She's got two kids, and here we go. And you're gonna hear the song "Water Heater" in this verse. Go ahead.
5 years later, there's a plumber working on the water heater. Dogs barking. Phone's ringing, one kid's crying, one kid's screaming, and she keeps apologizing. He says they don't bother me. I've got two babies of my own. One's 36, one's 23. It's hard to believe, but you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this.
Pat is crying.
I'm crying.
Pat is legitimately crying.
On my computer, there's a picture of my two daughters. This is fucking bullshit.
Is this the first time you've cried on your podcast?
No.
Gary and Lucy used to beat up.
I will punch you in the throat again and you won't be able to talk.
Trying to talk through his tears.
Oh my God. Okay. When he says I got two babies of my own, one's whatever, fucking whatever their age is, that just kills me.
Oh, that's funny.
All right.
You know, people say that a lot. Like, I'll be like at the park. And they're like, they're just like, you're gonna look back, and I fucking hate going to the park.
Yeah, I know what you mean. No, miserable. I know. There's always those things.
And people are gonna be like, you're gonna wish, you're gonna remember this fondly.
Right.
Like,
and you're saying, why are you at the park with no children?
Yeah. Like, excuse me,
stranger.
Oh my dear God. Okay, look, Kyle, play me out on something that's gonna put my tears back in my face.
Can we just say thanks for listening to this if anybody made it all the way through?
And that you're going to miss this podcast.
Yes.
Follow us on Twitter. Mary, where can we find you? Road Stories Podcast.
Yeah, since you're not going to listen to this podcast anymore.
Yeah.
Go to the Road Stories Podcast, roadstories.tv. It's awesome. Oh, and thanks to a bunch of Road Stories listeners and Rock Solid listeners came out to my show down at Irvine the other night.
That's
so
right,
thanks for
coming
out. And I'm at Murray V on Twitter.
And there's a blog site called Rock Solid. Let me find it. It's rocksolidpodcast.com. It's the Rock Solid Guide. This is created by Jason Wilcox. Jason, I think you've bailed on us because you haven't updated it.
Well, he can't remember the website. That's why he can't update it.
But the last time, this was Jason's idea, and I was excited about it. But I think
this is the one with the. With the subjects and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, I hop on it sometimes.
Yeah, that's the message board.
This is supposed to be like Daryl Asher's Never Not Notes.
Okay.
Where he goes through all the episodes and recaps it. And it's great. He's done a great job so far, but he hasn't updated it since November 14th. So,
Are we sure he's still alive?
He is. Okay. He is. But the reason I'm sending you there's a donation button there. So, click on that. And, if you want to, you can throw us $2, whatever. It just helps us, with equipment and gas and all that kind of good stuff.
Can I get gas for this?
What's
that?
Can I
get gas money for this?
No, we'll give you.
If we ever, get a donation, I'll give you something. But Kyle, go ahead, play. Thank you, Murray, for being here. This was a great episode.
Thanks. This was fun.
To answer your question, Murray,
which was,
what song am I playing?
Yes.
It's by Seether, and it's called Country Song.
This will not make.
I can't stand to look at you now. This revelation's out of my hands. Still, I can't bear the thought of you now. This complication's leaving me scared.